Previously on the Vampire Diaries.
For over a century, I have lived in secret. Until now, I know the risk, but I have to know her.
What are you?
I'm a vampire.
You told me about your ex, Catherine. She broke your heart.
That was a long time ago.
Why do I look like her?
What's your problem?
I don't know, okay? So the Black Sheep returns.
Tyler? Who's the guy with Carol?
Mason Lockwood.
I think the Lockwoods have a family secret. They're not vampires or something else.
I love Stefan. It's always gonna be Stefan. No, David, stop it!
It's Catherine. She undid everything that was good about him.
I hate him, Stefan.
I fed her blood. Catherine obviously killed her. I mean, A plus B equals...
Because I'm starving.
Thanks for coming, Rick. You get you something to drink? Coffee? Bourbon? Bourbon, your coffee?
Elena mentioned you needed my help.
Yeah,
we were hoping you could help shed some light on the Lockwood family.
In the large living room of an imposing Gothic-style mansion, Stefan Salvatore locks eyes with Alaric Saltzman.
Now, why would I know anything about the Lockwoods?
Well, you wouldn't.
But you're dead. Not dead vampire wife, mine.
Isabel's research. From when you guys were at Duke together.
You said that she had spent years researching this town?
Isabel's research here in Mystic Falls is rooted in folklore and legend. And at the time, I thought most of which was fiction.
Like that amazing vampire story.
Aside from vampires, what else?
The lycanthrope.
Alina Gilbert.
Wait, like werewolves?
No way. Impossible. Way too Lon Chaney.
Is it?
I've been on this planet 160 some odd years, never come across one. If werewolves exist, where the hell are they?
Mason Lockwood is jogging through a wood. He slows down as he approaches a wall. Dark-haired Tyler Lockwood stops by a tree and watches him. Mason goes down shallow steps built into a bank. Rick to Damon Salvatore.
Why do you suspect the Lockwoods?
Because Vervain didn't affect the mayor on Founders Day, but the Gilbert device did. And it affected his son Tyler.
And at the school carnival, his Uncle Mason exhibited inhuman behavior when he fought one of the carnival workers.
Tyler scans the woods. Stefan.
If it suggested some sort of a supernatural entity.
We were hoping that Isabel's research could help us figure out what it is.
Well, all of her things are still at Duke. I mean, her office is still there. She's technically still missing.
So can we get access to it?
In the woods, Tyler goes down the steps after Mason. He enters a tunnel and opens a door. A shaft of light breaks the gloom on the other side. He pushes open a barred door and enters by the light of his phone. He takes a picture.
Rick, we didn't know what we're dealing with. If this Wolfman thing is true, I've seen enough movies to know it's not good.
Tyler springs back at the sound. He finds deep scratches in the wall.
It means Mason Lockwood is a real-life Lon Chaney, and that little Tyler punk may just very well be Lon Chaney Jr., which means Bela Lugosi, meaning me, is totally screwed.
The Vampire Diaries. Twenty-ish Matt Donovan knocks on a front door. In the house, pretty blonde Caroline Forbes approaches the door.
Caroline.
She holds out a hand into a shaft of sunlight. And recoils.
Caroline!
With straight blonde hair and wearing a blouse and capri pants, she sighs and sits down on the floor. Outside, Matt takes out his phone and makes a call.
Hey, I thought you said you were at home. Tyler's doing a whole thing at the swimming hole and I wanted us to spend the day together. Where are you? Call me.
He looks worried. She seems wistful. Stefan and Alina.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Which part? Digging through my birth mother's life work or going to Duke with Damon?
Either. Both.
Well, I'm sure about the first part. But then again, Rick is a good buffer, so we can bond in our anti-Damon solidarity. I wish you were coming, though.
You know what? Maybe we should wait a couple days, huh? Wait till Caroline's less of a danger and then I can go with you.
It's okay that I'm going, right? And be honest, because if it's not, then I can just stay here and we can take care of Caroline.
No, listen, I want you to go, okay? I do. You have questions about your lineage and about Catherine and... Look, I'm not going to let the fact that Damon is going keep you from an opportunity to get some answers.
You hate it, though.
I hate it. But I love you.
I love you, too.
They kiss. Rick's with Jenna Summers.
It's been a while.
Well, school's been keeping me busy.
I want you to know it means a lot to me that Elena has a connection to her mother. I appreciate you bringing her along today.
Yeah, well, I figured it was time to take care of my wife's things, you know. Look, Jen, I know things between you and I have been a little start and stop, and I'm sorry for that. But maybe once I can...
No. Don't do that. Not the half, maybe, apology, hope for the future thing. Elena, are you coming?
She calls upstairs, then she and Rick look intently into each other's eyes.
Do what you need to do, okay?
He goes outside as Stefan and Elena come downstairs. With a bag over her shoulder, Elena stops on her way out.
Hey, you okay? Just men and their baggage.
Sorry you can't come too, Steph.
Elena glares at Damon and chucks her bag into the car.
Call me if you need anything.
Oh, I'll take really good care of her.
Damon looks on as Elena gives Stefan a long, smoochy kiss.
Okay, time to go.
Damon gets in Rick's car and Stefan opens the rear passenger door for Elena.
Bye.
Still in his jogging gear, Tyler's with his mum, Carol.
Have you ever been down to those old ruins in the woods?
The old Lockwood estate?
Yeah. What do you know about it?
It was the original plantation house. Beautiful antebellum architecture, and if it hadn't burnt to the ground, we'd probably be living in it.
What's the deal with the freaky underground cellar?
She looks on edge.
We don't talk about those kind of rooms.
Why not?
Well, this is the South, honey, but no one likes to reminisce about the old slave days.
Hey. What are you guys talking about?
Was just talking about the old Lockwood property. Thinking of having some friends over to the swim hole.
Well, be careful. If anything happens on the property, the family is liable.
Of course.
Tyler goes. Stefan and Bonnie Bennett are in a bar.
I don't know how to make a day walking ring.
Emily made mine. She made Damon's, too. Instructions must be in the grimoire.
It doesn't mean I can cast a spell.
Bonnie. You know how to drop vampires with a single look, okay? I think you can figure it out.
Caroline killed someone, Stefan. I can't make it easier for her to do it again.
No, we're not making it easier for her. We're just giving her the chance to survive. I mean, listen, every day that she's cut off from her old life, from you, from Elena, from Matt, it'll make it that much harder for her to hold on to her humanity.
And how do you know she won't hurt anyone else?
I don't. But if we don't do everything we can to help her, or at least trust the fact that she can keep it together, we might as well just stake her right now.
I don't know if I can trust her. Not with this.
Then trust me.
Rick's driving. Damon glances back at Elena.
How you doing back there?
You know, this whole pretending to hate me thing is getting a little silly.
I don't think she's pretending. You did kill her brother.
There is a huge asterisk next to that statement. He came back to life.
Yeah, thanks for a ring that you didn't know he was wearing.
Why are you so sure I didn't know?
Did you?
Yes.
You're lying.
Elena, I saw the ring. It's a big, tacky thing. It's hard to miss.
Rick glances at his own ring. Stefan and Bonnie are with Caroline, who's holding a ring.
So I don't get to choose the ring I have to wear the rest of my life?
Hey, if you don't want it.
No, she wants it.
Now what?
That's the part where I explain the rules.
The witch who spells the ring has the power to de-spell it. So if you ever do anything to hurt anyone... I'm not gonna hurt anyone.
You're a vampire. That means the urge to kill is a part of who you are. The minute you let it take over, I will stop you.
Bonnie, you're supposed to be my friend.
I can't ignore what happened, okay? You want to be friends, you're gonna have to prove that the Caroline I remember isn't gone. Now, put the ring on the bed.
Sitting cross-legged on her bed, Caroline obeys with a glance at pretty dark-haired Bonnie, who's holding a book.
Do you really think I meant to kill that guy at the carnival?
He's still dead. Now, do you want me to cast a spell or not?
Bonnie's standing by the window. Caroline looks perturbed. Bonnie pulls back the curtain and bright sunlight pours through the window, bathing the ring in a beam of light. Caroline shudders and turns away. Holding the book open, Bonnie shuts her eyes and silently mouths an incantation. Caroline looks uncomfortable. Then Bonnie closes the book, picks up the ring and smiles.
All done.
She holds up the ring to Caroline, who takes it warily.
So that's it? I mean, nothing witchy happened. You know, no flickering lights, no gusts of wind. Have you even done this before?
Caroline?
Well, I just want to make sure it worked.
Bonnie flings back a curtain.
It worked. What if it hadn't, Bonnie?
She's all yours.
Bonnie heads out. Caroline puts on the ring and looks towards the window with a smile.
So Isabel was officially employed by the anthropology department, given that most paranormal phenomena is rooted in folklore.
Excuse me. Hi. I'm Alaric Saltzman. I called earlier.
Yes. Of course, I'm Vanessa Monroe, research assistant, comparative folklore. Let me just grab Isabel's keys.
I'm sorry, these are my friends Elena and Damon. I hope this isn't too much of an imposition.
Oh, please, Isabel's office is right through there. Isabel was one of my first professors. I'm a grad student. She was brilliant, and one of the reasons I went into folklore. I have to ask, has there been any news?
No, I'm afraid not.
This way.
Pretty dark-haired Vanessa unlocks the door of an adjoining room and they follow her in. There are bookshelves along the walls of the dimly lit room and a desk in the centre. They look around.
I'll grab the light. Feel free to look around. It's fascinating, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Vanessa wanders off. Elena reaches up over a shelf which has the skull of a small animal on it. Rick looks around.
Where'd she go?
Elena looks disturbed and turns as Vanessa comes back in with a crossbow. Damon gets in front of Elena just as Vanessa fires an arrow. It pierces his back. Rick runs at Vanessa and pins her against the wall.
Pull it out. I can't reach it, Elena. Just pull the damn thing out. It hurts.
She pulls out the arrow.
That bitch is dead.
You're not gonna kill her.
Watch me.
You touch her and I swear I will never speak to you again.
What makes you think that has any power over me? Because I took an arrow in the back for you? You are severely overestimating yourself.
Right. I forgot that I was speaking to a psychotic mind who snaps and kills people impulsively. Fine. Go ahead. Do whatever you want.
You're trying to manipulate me.
If by manipulate you mean tell the truth, okay. Guilty.
She meets his challenging look.
Okay.
Rick's with Vanessa.
Please! Okay, I freaked. All right, you would have done the same thing. It is not possible. Catherine Pierce can't be alive, and David Salvatore died in 1864. Okay, I read Isabel's research.
Yeah, well, then you should know just how possible this is.
Elena and Damon come in. Elena goes up to Vanessa, who's seated in an armchair.
I'm Elena Gilbert, Isabel's daughter and a descendant of Catherine Pierce. And this is Damon Salvatore, who you just shot.
I'd be extra nice to me right now.
Look, we need your help, okay? We need to see all of Isabel's research, anything related to Mystic Falls.
Stefan and Caroline are strolling through a wood.
So what do I do when I see the rabbit?
Chase it, catch it, feed on it.
Isn't killing cute, defenseless animals the first step in becoming a serial killer?
Well, you sort of skipped serial killer and went straight to vampire. Hey, Caroline, if you're not serious about all this, I think you should tell me.
No, I am. Look, I swear that I am, okay? But it's just... I haven't been in the sun for days, and everyone's at the swimming pool having fun, and Matt is there, and he finally told me that he loved me, but I've been blowing him off, and now you want me to eat bunnies, and I'm kind of freaking out, okay?
Stefan giggles to himself.
And now you're laughing at me.
No, I'm not laughing. None of this is funny, trust me. It's just that,
What?
When someone becomes a vampire, all of their natural behaviors get sort of amplified.
What do you mean?
I mean, as a human, I cared deeply for people, how they felt. If they were hurting, I felt their pain, and I felt guilty if I was the one who caused it. And as a vampire, all of that got magnified.
So you're saying that now I'm basically an insecure, neurotic, control freak on crack?
Well, I wasn't going to say it like that. But hey, listen, let's hunt, okay? And then after that, we'll go to the swimming hole.
Really?
Yeah. Matt is the closest connection that you have to your humanity, and I think that being around him is a good thing.
Okay.
Vanessa.
This box tracks Catherine's arrival to Mystic Falls in April of 1864. Is that all there is about her?
All that I'm aware of.
Elena looks in a box of old books, then over at Damon's back.
Here. Take this. Does Vervain really work?
Nope, not at all.
Can he hear us?
No, that would be creepy.
You read minds, too?
No. If you want to see me naked, all I have to do is ask.
No. That he can't do. He is very capable of being a first-rate jackass.
Damon glances across the room. Vanessa puts the sprigs of vervain into her pocket. The swimming hole. A girl arcs over the water on a swing rope. Tyler and Matt.
Is it me or did Amy Bradley's ass get hot?
All class. Where's Forbes?
I wish I knew.
You guys on the outs already?
Nah, we're fine. I'm fine. I'm just not sure what she is. What's your uncle doing here?
Mason pulls up in a black 4x4. Tyler looks put out.
You busting us, or you joining us?
Neither. Hoping you can make sure everyone's out of here by dark.
What happens after dark?
Someone ends up wasted and dead at the bottom of the lake. You heard your mom. The family's liable if anything happens.
Look, don't be a party killer.
Hey, I didn't say you had to stop partying. I just said you had to take it elsewhere.
All right. We'll be out of here.
Tyler rejoins his friends. As Mason drives away, he stares over at Stefan and Caroline. Stefan frowns as he watches the vehicle bump over the track. Caroline.
Why are you looking at him with your serious vampire look?
My what? My serious vampire look?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's different from your worried vampire look. Neither of which stray too far from her. Hey, it's Tuesday, look.
Oh, I get it. Okay, you think I'm too serious, is that it?
I mean, I wasn't gonna say it like that,
but... Hey, Amy.
Thanks. You know, you're missing all the fun in the water.
Not waterproof.
Too bad. So, there's the full moon tonight. Are we gonna light a fire later? Tell ghost stories?
I don't know.
Wow.
The hell, I've been calling you.
I know, I got held up, but I'm here now. Hi, Caroline. Go find somebody single to stalk, Amy.
Caroline stares into Amy's eyes with a nervous look. Amy goes.
Seriously?
She was flirting with you.
She's harmless. You don't have to be rude.
You're mad.
You've been dodging my calls all day, and you get to show up here and be the jealous girlfriend? And it's kind of lame, Kara.
Matt goes. Stefan.
Hey, I saw that. You compelled her.
Yeah, she deserved it.
Caroline, nobody deserves to have their mind messed with for shallow reasons.
You know, why is everyone sticking up for Amy freaking Bradley?
You're letting your jealousy get the best of you.
Oh, so now I have magnified jealousy issues, too. It's great.
Told you this wasn't going to be easy.
Yeah, well, might as well have stayed dead. My entire personality is killing me.
Stefan grins.
Shut up.
In Isabel's office, Elena's going through a box of papers. Damon walks up behind her.
Any luck?
There's nothing in here about Catherine that we don't already know.
Oh, man, you know, it's a bummer we're not friends anymore because I can tell you what I know.
Now who's manipulating who?
Hey, guys, check this out.
Rick holds out a book to Vanessa.
There's no record of werewolf mythology in Mystic Falls, but here are some records of some of the lesser-known legends. Everything from Scandinavian skinwalkers to the Marshal de Retz. Tonatzitli Metzli, which roughly translates into the curse of the sun and moon.
It's Native American.
Aztec. It explains one origin of the werewolf curse traced through Virginia. The short story, 600 years ago, the Aztecs were plagued by werewolves and vampires. They terrorized the countryside, made farming and hunting impossible, until an Aztec shaman cursed them, making vampires slaves to the sun and werewolves servants of the moon. As a result, vampires could only prowl at night and werewolves could only turn on a full moon. When the full moon crests in the sky, who's ever unlucky enough to fall under the werewolf curse turns into a wolf.
Can they control the transformation?
If it were a choice, it wouldn't be called a curse.
Mason's down in the cellar. He unpacks a rucksack.
Werewolves will attack humans, but instinct and centuries of rivalry have hardwired them to hunt their prey of choice. Vampires.
Damon looks startled. He comes up to Vanessa.
Well, if werewolves are hunting vampires, I would know about it.
Not if there aren't that many werewolves left alive. Hundreds of years ago, vampires hunted them almost to extinction.
Why would they do that?
To protect themselves. Legend has it that a werewolf bite is fatal to vampires.
Ooh.
Full moon and a black sky. Matt and the others prepare to leave the swimming hole.
Oh, guys, Tyler wants us out of here.
He's mad at me.
Stefan and Caroline approach Matt by his pickup.
Go talk to him. I'll wait.
Stefan's phone rings and he heads off towards the trees.
Hey.
Hi. Listen, we've learned some stuff here and I know it's going to sound crazy, but I wanted to fill you in.
What's up?
Caroline goes up to Matt, who's packing up. He looks at her intently.
Matt?
I thought we were past all this insecurity stuff, Caroline. I mean, I told you how I felt about you. What more do you need?
Nothing. Nothing. I don't need anything else. I'm sorry, Matt. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm not kidding. I'm not going to put up with the drama.
No, no more drama. Just, I promise, just... Just this.
They kiss, then he pulls away with a smile.
Come on.
I don't know what it means, or if we should even believe it, but... It's a full moon, Stefan, and after what you saw Mason Lockwood do...
I'll be careful.
There's one more thing.
What is it?
According to the legend, a werewolf bite can kill a vampire.
Stefan looks shocked and turns to look over at Matt's truck. Matt and Caroline have gone. Stefan seems to panic to Alina on the phone.
Listen, I gotta go. I'll see you when you get home, okay?
Okay.
Stefan dials. He scans the woods, then goes over to Matt's pickup. His phone's in the back. Stefan ends the call and casts about. The white full moon shines through the trees. In the cellar, Mason's bare-chested. He attaches a chain round his waist and links it round his ankles. Panicking, he puts handcuffs round his wrists. Sweat pours down his body as he works quickly in the stark light of a single bulb. He takes a small bottle from his rucksack and empties it into a lidded jar. He shakes the jar, then glances behind him at the voices.
Not much farther, Amy.
Really, Tyler? You dragged me all the way out here?
I had to move the party, so I'm moving the party.
Where are we going?
It's right around this tree.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, come on.
What is this place?
It's a room, buried underneath my family's old estate. No one will know we're down here.
Was everyone else coming?
Yeah. Unless you'd rather I tell them not to.
You're single, right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Tyler slowly pushes open the cellar door and shines his torch inside. Above ground, chains jangle as Mason runs through the misty woods. Barefoot, he runs up to his 4x4 parked among the trees. He takes off his rucksack and roots through it. He swings a long chain around a tree trunk, then leans against the tree. He looks up at the moon, then falls to his knees and scrapes at the ground with his hands. He staggers over to the car and gets in. It rocks violently. The rocking stops. In Isabel's office, Elena's flicking through some yellowing papers and finds a sepia photo of a young woman in period dress. She looks like Elena.
Hey, have you done any research on doppelgangers?
Well, the word means a lot of different things to different cultures, but typically a doppelganger is a living, breathing double of oneself.
Did Isabel have anything that explained the link between me and Catherine?
That's all she had on Catherine, unfortunately.
Damon quickly snaps a book shut.
But I can tell you that doppelgangers usually torment the people they look like, trying to undo their lives. It's not exactly uplifting.
And more things we already know. Just, I want to know why we look alike.
Head scratcher, isn't it?
Do you know something, or are you just being yourself?
Well, if I know anything, I'm not going to tell you. Not with that attitude.
That's good. Amen, and this is coming from someone who wants to be my friend. You know what? Friends don't manipulate friends. They help each other.
Damon seems to look puzzled. Amy and Tyler are snogging in the cellar.
Wait. No, I'm sorry.
What's the deal? Come on.
No, wait. I can't. I'm not into it.
Then why'd you come with me?
I don't know. I'm not even really sure. I was flirting with you. I like Matt.
Ouch. Okay.
I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Wow.
She runs off above ground. Stefan pauses. He spots Mason's car and approaches cautiously. The rucksack's on the ground by the tailgate, and next to it, two sets of five parallel lines where Mason scraped at the earth. Stefan looks down at them, then seems conscious of a rapid movement in front of him from within the vehicle. Warily, he walks towards the car and steps on the chain hanging from the tree trunk. He studies it for a moment, then looks up quickly, startled. His face is clearly reflected in the blacked-out windows of the car. He takes a few steps back and stops by the tailgate. A pair of yellow eyes look out at him. Something springs through the back window, shattering it. Stefan crashes to the ground and gets to his knees in time to see the creature disappear into the trees.
Thanks.
I trust you, not to say anything about this to anyone.
Or else Damon will kill me in my sleep. He gave me the 411. But if you need anything, you'll call.
Hopefully I won't have to.
But if you do...
Listen, you don't want to get caught up in this. Really. It'll take over, and it'll keep you from being able to live your life.
Isabel's disappearance. Was it related to her research?
Isabel became her research. She wanted to become a vampire, and she got a wish.
I guess that would put a strain on a marriage.
Anyway, I was wondering what it would be like to come back here. It's okay. It's really okay. It feels good to have her in my past. You know, it's time to move beyond this.
Rick smiles at Vanessa. Elena tries to open the locked door of Rick's car. Damon.
Here. Allow me.
He blocks her way as she tries to get in.
You're not going to be able to hate me forever.
Can we just go?
He hands her a book.
You didn't dig deep enough.
Petrova. I saw this on the shelf.
Catherine originally came from Europe. Petrova was her real name. Katerina Petrova, to be exact.
How did you know that?
Back when. I saw it engraved on an old heirloom. Men snoop too, you know. Let me know what you find. Very curious myself.
She attempts to get in the car again.
You've every right to hate me. I understand. You hated me before and we became friends. It would suck if that was gone forever. So, is it? Have I lost you forever?
Thank you for the book, Damon.
She gets in the back seat and he shuts the door after her. Matt and Caroline are walking through the woods.
This looks like the spot.
For what?
They kiss.
Did you hear that?
She ignores the sound, grabs him and kisses him again. Forcefully, she pushes him up against a tree and kisses him violently.
Damn.
What happened?
I'm glad. What's the matter?
She kisses the bloody cut on his wrist.
What are you doing? Caroline.
She licks the blood, then bites into the cut.
Caroline! Caroline! What the hell? Your face!
He struggles as she goes for his neck. Stefan appears and drags her off.
Stop it! Hey, stop! Stop! Stop!
Stop. No, no, no. No, stop. We need to get out of these woods. Now. We need to leave.
What was that?
Matt's collapsed.
Matt, stay down. Do not move.
Me, we're gonna run, okay? It's gonna follow us. We need to lead it away from that. So you need to run as fast as you can. Do you understand me? Go, go.
At high speed, they take off through the woods.
Wait, what is it?
It's a werewolf. It will try to kill us, and it can.
Hey, what are you two doing?
Tyler walks up.
What are you doing?
The werewolf leaps through the air and hurls itself at Caroline, pinning her to the ground. Stefan rushes at it. Tyler.
No!
Having released Caroline, the werewolf stares across the clearing at Tyler, then runs into the trees. Tyler looks petrified.
You're not going to remember what I did to you, or what you saw me become.
We were just making out in the woods.
And then an animal attacked you and bit your neck.
It's weird, it just came out of nowhere.
Back at Matt's car, Caroline stares at Matt unblinking. Stefan looks on. She steps away from Matt and turns to Stefan.
What are we going to do about Tyler?
I took care of it. I'll get Matt on Vervain. Keep you from being able to compel him, but also keep you from being able to drink his blood.
I can't believe I heard him.
No.
He's the one person on this entire planet that I never wanted to hurt.
It's not gonna get any easier. I'm just gonna have to work that much harder.
I shouldn't be with him, should I? Not if there's any danger.
I'm the last person to make that kind of decision for you. I mean, if I followed my own advice, I would have walked away from Elena a long time ago.
Do you ever think you should?
I know I should have. I just can't.
She nods and glances over at Matt, standing dazed by his pickup. It's getting light. Tyler warily walks up to Mason's vehicle and looks in through the back where the window used to be. He reaches in and holds up a pair of trousers.
Want to toss me those?
He turns quickly. Mason's behind him, covered in dirt. Tyler looks stunned as he looks him up and down. Then, with a puzzled frown, he throws them to Mason. He watches as Mason puts them on.
It was you.
Mason locks eyes with Tyler and nods his head, his face blank. Amy goes up to Matt's table at the bar just as Caroline arrives. She stays by the door, watching them.
Are you okay?
I've been better. How are you?
I'm okay, I'm worried about you.
I'll be fine.
Okay. Caroline breathes deeply, then marches towards them.
Seriously, Amy?
We were just talking.
Oh, is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not, Matt. She's into you and anyone can see it.
Look, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to... Yeah, I'm just gonna go.
Knock it off.
Amy goes and Matt gets to his feet.
What are you doing?
But this isn't my fault, Matt. Okay, she's after you and I shouldn't have to put up with that.
I thought you said no more drama.
Well, I lied.
Just forget it. Just forget all of it.
So what, are you, like, breaking up with me?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's what I'm doing.
They stare at each other for a moment, then he turns and walks away. Her expression softens, and she turns and sits at the table.
Don't know if our fate's already sealed. This day's a spinning circus on a wheel.
Jen is at home about to pour a glass of wine when Rick walks in.
Rick, I wasn't expecting you and Elena till later.
He walks up to her, takes her in his arms, and kisses her.
Oh, I should have done that this morning.
Damon and Alina are on the porch outside.
Road trips work well for us.
This doesn't mean that things are back to the way they used to be, Damon.
Oh, come on. You know I chipped a little bit off of your wall of hatred.
I need to know the truth. When you broke Jeremy's neck, did you know that he was wearing the ring?
No. No, I didn't. Catherine really pissed me off, and I snapped, and... I got lucky with the ring. I don't know what I would have done if he wasn't wearing it. Elena, I'm sorry.
Thank you for being honest with me. And the answer to your question about our friendship is yes. You have lost me forever.
They lock eyes, then she turns towards the house.
You knew that already, didn't you? You used me today.
You had information about Catherine that I needed to know.
I thought friends don't manipulate friends. You and Catherine have a lot more in common than just your looks.
She watches him as he turns and goes down the steps of the front porch. Brilliant white light pours through the window of Caroline's bedroom. She's asleep. Someone standing by her bedside. She wakes, sits up, and turns.
Elena?
Nope. Try again.
Catherine.
Catherine, Elena's double, sits on the edge of the bed.
Don't be frightened. We're gonna have so much fun together.
Caroline looks terrified. ITFC audio description.
stick around for a brand new show as we send Dave Berry off to hang out with top rock band The Kings of Leon. He'll be finding out all the juicy bits in Excess All Areas next on ITV2.